around, because somebody's going to put him down.
Yeah, somebody will for sure.
Yeah, but I was going to ask you a question, Peter. Do you have any relatives that you know of that are suffering or that are fleeing from Ukraine right now for other countries?
I have relatives in Odessa.
Oh, okay. That's hurting.
They're distant relatives, but they're relatives. And they, before this whole thing happened, the Spirit of the Lord brought my Ukrainian relatives into my spirit, and I've been praying every day for them for 2 months before there were attacks.
Oh, wow.
It's like a heavy burden was on me.
Okay. Are they safe right now?
Yeah. Huh?
Are they safe? Did they leave Odessa, or are they still in Odessa? Because Odessa, from what I hear, is being surrounded by Russian forces.
Now, I did not keep up with them since, I think since maybe Zoya came. And,
You don't have their telephone to call them?
I don't have the telephone. I'm going to try to call Zoya, see if she has any.
Oh, okay.
She has.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's, it is definitely coming to a head, and Putin has fulfilled the cup of wrath from the Lord.
Yeah.
He will answer now.
Yeah, he sure will.
He has taken innocent children.
Yeah.
It's like King Herod. And now what is happening is the blood of the children is crying to the Lord.
Yeah, you're right. That's a big one. And the cry of the children is always heard by everybody as that's the main thing that's sets them into action against evil.
Because
you got to protect the children.
It touched the conscience of the world.
Yeah, and the soul, yeah.
And now we have a mutual conscience of the whole world that is crying out to God.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Messiah that I sent, the cantata, that the desire of the nations will come, and the desire of the nation has a monopoly in heaven.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Peace triumphs. Because the Prince of Peace cometh, yeah.
Because the Prince of Peace has a monopoly.
Yeah.
He is the prince. That's it.
Yeah.
And he's going to slay them with the breath of his mouth.
Yeah, and the sword of righteousness.
Yes. Yeah. And thank you. And we are also righteous because we are on his side.
Yeah.
So, brother,
we'll keep praying. We'll keep praying, Peter, and hoping that everything turns out good for them, because I hate to see children being hurt like that, and mothers crying for their children, and fathers having to fight back evil and trying to save their homeland. That it's a sad scene, you know, when you hear of other countries going through it. That's it doesn't touch you until it happens to your own people.
Exactly. And now what is happening is when a Satanist when a man decides to be a Satanist, what happens? He will he will sacrifice chickens and then graduate to cats and dogs.
And sacrificing children then, yeah, you're right.
Galatians is the children.
Yeah.
So the main trait of a Satanist is cruelty.
Yeah, yeah.
And it is as cruel as they come.
Yeah, yeah.
The only thing more cruel is Satan, his father.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping that this cruel, evil guy is put, you know, put under, so that we can reconstruct and bring back the Ukrainian people and save him from, you know, the genocide that's come, that he's trying to inflict on him. You know, to me, genocide is the worst thing any beast can do, human beast especially, you know.
You know why? Because that was hatched in hell.
Yeah, yeah.
Pablo, I need to go. My telephone is dying.
Okay, Peter. Дуже дякую тебе. І будем надіятися.
Last word.
Okay.
I'm staying in touch with Ruben Sequeira.
Oh, you're in touch with him?
He is very sick. I call him quite a few times. And he is very, very grateful. I was going to call him today again.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay, Pablo, my battery is dying.
Okay, nice talking to you, Peter. And give our regards and привет всем, your wife, Nelly, and all your family, okay?
Okay, kiss everybody except for dogs and cats.
Okay, Peter. Thank you. До побачення. Мирно, брат.
Дякую.
Bye-bye. Bye.